Another factor that all adults very definitely have in common is that they have very conflicting demands on their time. So everybody has got family, work, social and community commitments. But if you've chosen to embark on a university course, it's important that you realise that somewhere within all of those commitments, you're going to have to find the time to study. And that probably means fitting it into your life and sacrificing something else instead. So it may be watching Coronation Street, it might be football training, it might be taking the dog for a walk on Saturday morning, but something is going to have to give in your life in order to fit a few extra hours in, unless you've just completed another course recently and you have all of these empty hours that you were hoping to fill the void, let's say. So you don't have to think of just simply log on and attendance at your e-lecture time or attending the study days in the university. You also have to consider time for completing assignments and for the study that you're going to undertake in order to understand the content and also to be able to answer the questions that you might be asked in an exam. So some of the things you might consider when you're planning your study, and do spend time planning it at the beginning because that'll pay dividends as you go along, what you might need to think about is who are you going to have to negotiate with to achieve those additional hours. It might mean some within family bargaining, but it will be very important because then you're not going to run into trouble later on when you're expecting these hours to be available to you and nobody else in the family had a similar expectation. You need to think, can some of this be achieved in work time, or is it going to have to be achieved at home, or is it going to be a combination of both? And that'll be very different for different people. Are there any tasks in your life that you can ask somebody else to do for the duration of the course? Again, that might be through family, or that might be in a work situation. Are you going to be able to establish a routine for study? Because like training for anything, studying is training for learning, and you need to put some kind of a routine and a plan into place. And you need to think about when and where you're going to study, and we'll talk a little bit about that as well. In terms of content, it's a good idea at the beginning to look at the subject areas that are being covered and try and identify what the areas of the steepest learning curve are going to be for you, because everybody's going to know a lot about some of the things that you're going to learn and very little about some of the other things. So when you already know something about it, that'll be a good place to be in, but for the areas that you don't know, that's going to be your steep learning curve, and you'll need to devote additional time to those areas.